Research on the play when they travel together to Reading, Pennsylvania.
So what happens the first time you show up? You announce yourself, you just drive down there, and here I am, Lynn Nottage, and Kate Wariska, and here we are to take the pulse of Reading. Is it as weird an experience as it is for a journalist?
It is really weird, and it's probably much more familiar to you than it is for me, because those are not muscles that I have. And Kate and I, for Ruined, we had experienced sort of going into a place that was completely unfamiliar and sort of...
There you're writing about East Africa, you're writing about Congo, and you went to Uganda.
We went to Uganda, you know. And we didn't know anyone in Uganda, and we thought we'd just have to be brave and begin to ask questions. And I think that our approach in Reading was really similar. We reached out to the mayor, who was very welcoming. We reached out to the Reading Film Office. We reached out to some of the places like United Way. And from there, we met people, and then it rippled out.
And you show up, and how do you conduct your research sessions? You just have conversations? Now, if I go there, I'm there with a notebook, and I get people's names spelled correctly and their ages, because that's the nature of journalism. For a play, you're doing something maybe a little bit different, no?
I mean, part of it is experiential. We had there is someone who we met who is a Vietnam veteran, and his work is to help other veterans who are homeless. And so he will go and give them food, cigarettes, whatever. And so on my first trip actually to Reading, Lynn invited me to go with him, and we just walked for a long time to find these men. And so the interesting thing is the experience, and what you say is that it is a very strange time when you're walking with a stranger and you're trying to get to know them and see what their daily life is like.
So paint a picture of Reading for people who live elsewhere who are listening. What does the place look like?
I was surprised because of the physical beauty, and you know, and it's a combination of sort of colonial homes and homes that were built in the early and mid-20th century. You know, the architecture is quite striking, and you don't immediately see the poverty on the surface. Mm. It's a beautiful city.
So how do characters begin to form? How do you begin to see a play out of the raw stuff of reality? You're starting to talk to people about their losing their jobs, and the conditions of their lives. How do you begin to transform that into an imaginative work as opposed to journalism?
Well, I think for me, it's the moment of transition came when I was sitting in the room with these steel workers, and they told me a story that literally broke my heart. And I thought, oh, I'm feeling something so profound and something different. I have to go inside and investigate this feeling. These were, by and large, middle-aged white men who had worked in the same factory for between 25 to 40 years, who had completely bought into the American dream, had a whole notion of how their lives were going to proceed, probably for the next 25 years. They arrive at their factory one day, and all of the machines are gone, and they're told basically they don't have jobs. And if they want jobs, they're going to have to make these serious concessions, which involves giving up perhaps, you know, 50% of their pay.
And these were guys making how much money?
These are guys who are probably making $35 to $40 an hour. These were people who were solidly middle class, you know, who had homes and mortgages and who were taking vacations 2 weeks every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then woke up the next day and they had nothing. For a while, I think there was a belief that they would be able to get back into their factories. They were locked out, so they refused to sort of meet the company's demands, and they weren't even given sort of the privilege of striking, which is really the new tactic that's being used today. The factory actually remained with a couple of the machines intact, but they brought in what I think a lot of the industry is doing today is they're bringing in temps, people who will work, you know, for significantly less, and they can employ those people for a couple of months and then push them out without giving benefits.
And what's interesting of the many things that are interesting about the play, Sweat, is that the dynamics and the friendships are, at least in many ways, so easy that it's only when two women who are competing for the same job, one African-American, one white, the African-American woman gets the job, does that relationship suddenly become uneasy and much worse.
Right.
That their friendship is incredibly long-standing, beautiful, and other friendships and other dynamics in the play, the same thing. Did you find that to be part?